Nestled in the Himalayas in Indian-administered Kashmir, the town of Gulmarg is one of Asia's highest and largest ski resorts. It's also where Arif Khan first took up his ski poles. And now he's competing in two slalom events at the Olympics in Beijing.
I was trained by my father for the first 8 years. He taught me the basics. The state and national level champions also trained here in Gulmarg. They inspired me, and I also learned by watching them. Eventually, I started training in Europe and other countries. Those experiences were great for exposure and skill development.
India has sent only 15 Olympians in the history of the Winter Games and has never won a medal. Khan is the only entrant this year. Many of those keen to compete say there's little money and no internationally recognized federation to support athletes. Khan's training was funded by his father, who runs a ski shop. His family and friends also supported him. Farhad Naik is a national-level snowboarder who once dreamed of competing at the Olympics.
Due to no support from government and from the private players, I couldn't make it in reality. And I think this dream is gonna die in Gulmarg only. As far as the infrastructure is concerned, we snowboard here on a very, very basic infrastructure. We don't have any slopes for snowboarders, no lift for snowboarders.
Over the last 2 years, hundreds of enthusiasts have attended training camps and competitions sponsored by the government. But the local sporting body says more needs to be done to spot and support budding talent.
Other countries are winning medals, so why not India? Kashmir has the best assets in terms of snow. We have slopes and new equipment. We request the ministry to conduct international level tournaments and coaching camps to boost our youth. There's no dearth of talent here. We will have more Arif Khans.
Khan hopes to break into the world's top 30 at the Games. His greater goal is to inspire more people to take up the sport, but knows that getting the support that's needed will be an uphill task. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.